council is excused. We have an admission search. Okay, if you'd like, I would guess the council. Next matter on our calendar is the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. Our procedure is as follows. I'll ask the presenters to come forward one at a time at the podium, and you can briefly state why you believe the applicant you're representing would be a good member of the Bar of Ohio. If the applicant can stand in place as you're being presented, we can identify you. At the end of the presentation, I'll ask you to come forward. Justice Douglas will move to the office. The first presenter is Richard Rosenthal.
In court, I'm here on behalf of the admission of Congress. Congress is a partner of mine in the law firm of Edward Simon. Mark has graduated from Delaware Law School, Washington University, and he's a public defender for 2 years. He is a civil trial professional certified by the National Board of Trial
Advocates would just stand there at that time.
I move the admission of Robert Gavin. I know Bob Gavin for about 10 years. He's a member of Bar of Illinois. He was in my practice, my office. I was a fine professional insurance company for a number of years. Came to Ohio. Did write a term in a lot. He was working with Denmark Insurance Company with the attorney working with Denmark, who is not a member of Bar. He is president of House Counsel with NBCJ. And Bob has, since he's come to Ohio, worked in Bar Association activities. He's written articles. He's involved in the practice of law in the sense of trying to be a real lawyer. And even though he has acted with House Counsel at this time, actually, I will recommend him.
Thank you. Dale Vitale.
Chief Justice, and Justices, may it please the Court, I'm here in the admission of David E. Graham to the Ohio District Bar. Mr. Graham is a very experienced, distinguished gentleman lawyer. He needs a pioneer in the field. He has U.S. Attorney's Office, she became Assistant U.S. Attorney. In 1994, she was promoted to Chief of the Drug Unit for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts. Ms. Rendon served as Chief of the Drug Unit until June of 1997 when she left the government and joined the national law firm of Epstein, Becker, and Green in Boston, Massachusetts. In September of 1998, Carol moved back home and joined the law firm of Messerman & Messerman, where she specializes in criminal defense and complex commercial litigation. Ms. Rendon is a member of the Bar of the State of Illinois and of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I think she will make a fine addition to the Bar of the State of Illinois.
Thank you. John Velasco.
Move admission of the applicant.
There is no objection. The motion is adopted. Now the applicant will please come forward and please come beyond the podium and face the bench. Those will be administered by Mr. Douglas.
Please raise your right hand. Your statement of the following oath indicates that you either swear or affirm to be bound by the oath. When I come to the word, to that part of the oath, I'll use the word swear. You may use either swear or affirm. I, and repeat your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States, and the Constitution and the laws of the State of Ohio. And I will abide by the Code of Professional Responsibility. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect toward judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God.
On behalf of the court in the Bar of Ohio, I'd like to welcome you to the Bar of Ohio. We have a very strong bar. We're very proud of our bar in the state. And we hope that it's better now that you're a member. Congratulations and good luck.
Congratulations.
Marshall, please.